Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Hey, if you have a home construction need, Pep and Suter should be on your list of calls. Let Pep and bid your project. You'll quickly see why they were the choice for our kitchen remodel. A little bit of work in the basement, too. Their work is top-notch, customer service top-notch, and they'll help you every step of the way. You can call Pepin at 316-573-6822 or go to pepinsuter.com. Check out some of their great work. No matter what your home needs are, give Pepin a call. Take their bid. You won't regret it. Welcome back into Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here. All right, now we've got time to dig in here to some of the football. We'll get into the Chiefs here, and then we'll get into the other divisional games probably in our next segment. Texans come into Kansas City, and they play well. They play well enough where they probably feel like they had a chance to win the game. But there were some calls, I think, some coaching decisions that you can look back on that really hurt them. And if there was any rust, and I think there could have been for the Chiefs in the first half, by the fourth quarter, it was certainly shaken off. And they were just efficient, TJ, and defensively made a lot of really big plays when they needed to make them. I think you look back at a game and say they'd only – gain 212 yards of offense, and you're like, oh no. But there were a lot of reasons for that, right? You had the long Texans drives. The Texans probably feel pretty good about the way they played that game, other than some key mistakes, a turnover or two, and some calls to, go for field goals and things like that that kind of bit them in the butt a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't turn the ball over at all. They didn't fumble, didn't throw an interception in this game. Right. The thing is whenever you look at the stats, like you said, they outgained them by a lot. But they made it to field goal range twice. One they missed. One got blocked. If they can convert, I think I said they made it to the red zone three times. Just the Chiefs' defense kind of just bending, not breaking, and it paid off because you're going to miss a field goal and block a field goal. That's really going to help the Chiefs' cause. It's unreal. The one thing that I talked about last night is that on our show here, we talked so much about the Houston pass rush and what they could bring and everything like that. And at the end of the day, we're talking about the Chiefs' pass rush playing the best. I was trying to dig through game by game, but that's got to be the best that they've done in years.
At least the most impactful, right? They could have had more sacks in the game, but they were all over it.
Yeah.
Stroud, hurts his knee early in the game. It just wasn't going to come up for Houston. Like, Houston was just not going to win that game, right? They just weren't. I mean, maybe you could say it was that way from the opening kick and Boyd's, fumble, and they thought he shoved his teammate. Like, it was tough. And you've got to be able to play kind of perfect against a team like the Chiefs at their place in a spot where Patrick Mahomes has never lost in his career, for them to get back to their seventh. Like, you've got to be near perfect. And you had your shot at doing it if you're the Texans. But, the Texans need to feel good about their season. They don't feel good about the loss. They think they could have had the game, but you were down your top receivers. Your quarterback kind of got hurt in the game. Like, you can look at it as the Texans' arrow is still pointed way up. You just can't make mistakes against the Chiefs, and they made mistakes long enough to allow them to sort of wake up and erupt in that game. And I know a lot of people are like, well, you got to cover Travis Kelce. Yeah, in theory you do, but
you got to cover somebody. They got a lot of people out there.
Right. That's what makes the Chiefs so dangerous to me, and why, I liked Kelce there, because the receiving room is exactly as healthy as it's been, and it's going to get one-on-ones for Kelce finally, mm-hmm, for the first time in 2 years. Now, if somebody overcorrects and goes back after Kelce, you're going to see the Chiefs, sort of tee off this next game that they'll play against Buffalo. That's the team that got them the first time. If they can protect Mahomes at all, if the left tackle can protect Mahomes at all, it's going to be really hard to beat the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs will have a bigger test, I think, on their hands stopping Buffalo than they did stopping Houston. That game is going to be incredible. But this is, you know, this is, if you're a Chiefs fan today, like, this is what you've been waiting for. Wouldn't you rather have it now than in week five? Right. Yeah. Like, you finally get it. They're finally there and healthy now.
It's true. Yeah. You know, the one thing that kind of does scare me about this game is, as you said, the Chiefs are a really hard team to beat and you have to play near perfect to do it. I think that's what makes the Chiefs so good, is that down the stretch of these games, you know, they've had their flaws, even the regular season. You look at what they did in crunch time. They didn't make mistakes. Like, they would throw, they turn the ball over three times. They'd still have a near perfect into the fourth quarter to end up pulling out a game against the Panthers, whatever it ended up being, because they're so good at doing that. And so that's the one thing about the Buffalo Bills. They're not as talented as they have been in the past. Obviously, they lost Stephon Diggs, but they've still got a lot of talent. Don't get me wrong, but they play the same way as the Chiefs. They won the game last night because they played a clean game, and Baltimore didn't play a clean game. So it really is going to be just two of almost the same style, I think, going against each other. Obviously, the Chiefs are going to be more pass-heavy, but just the fact of how they play football and how little mistakes that they make, it's going to be really interesting. And I think it could be just such minuscule things, like you talked about the left tackle, that could make a difference in this game.
Yeah, it will make a huge difference in the, and we're going to get to the Buffalo game throughout it. The Chiefs get, you know, just about everything they want to see in that game. They get to see it. If there was rust, and look, I think there absolutely might have been rust. There could have been rust early on in the game. The Texans' game plan was solid, right? As far as keeping the Chiefs off the field and doing those things, they just made mistakes. Look, we got to talk about it because it's what people like to talk about. The Texans feel like some calls didn't go their way. Some of their players talking about it after the game. D'Amico Ryan's less so, even though he's being quoted as if he said something about the roughing calls. We can watch them till our face turns, but it doesn't really matter.
Nope.
Rick says they're not bad because Aikman and Buck say so. He was hit in the head or the face both times. He wasn't hit in the head or the face the first time. The second one, you can make that call. That one's not that bad to me. The first one was a miss. Doesn't matter. That's not my point in all of it, is just review them, right? Just review. If you're calling it a hit to the head, you can look at that in 2 seconds. In real time, it looked like they hit him right in the head, but they didn't, right? It was just a good hit. Drew says, I'm glad they don't have perfect refs. We might only have 6 wins. Here's what I don't need, and this is what drives me crazy about it. Like, I don't need people running to the defense of the Chiefs. Like, anytime there's a questionable call or something like this in a game, if you pop onto social media, you'll see the army of Chiefs reporters or whoever it is, like, rushing in to defend the Chiefs. And there's bad calls in every game. What do you mean? Like, hang tight here.
It's true.
A bad call is a bad call, and it's okay to call a bad call a bad call. It doesn't make or break a game most of the time. Sometimes it does. It doesn't make or break the game most of the time. It certainly did not in this game, but it is okay to point out bad officiating. Happens all over the NFL, not just in this game, not just on those plays, on plays throughout the game for both teams. It just seems like such an easy fix. I don't understand why the NFL likes this to happen. Just like, it's the easiest fix in the world. If you don't want us talking about Jared Goff taking a hit, if you don't want us debating whether or not Matthew Stafford was roughed on the final play of the game, if you don't want, you know, everybody to have memes and jokes for days about Patrick Mahomes and the referees exchanging jerseys after the game, just eliminate the problem. Have a quick review on it. Like, some of these are not, there are subjective calls, and I understand that, but a face mask, In some case, that's not subjective. They either grabbed the face mask or they didn't. And I get it. It's bang, bang. Maybe you missed it. Take a look. Oh, replay review. There was a face mask on that play. We got to back that one up. It would take 5 seconds. Why don't we do that? And listen, the Chiefs don't need you to defend them, Chiefs fans. Like, let's not be crazy here. Like, we're just talking about a game. Like, we can all be grownups and have a discussion about things. Like, I hate that. Like, people are like, oh, you can't believe you're saying that. I can't believe you're saying that. But what do you mean? There are bad calls in every game. You're right. There are. And we talk about them all the time.
Yeah. There's the stat as well, probably from one of the Chiefs army, that puts the numbers of penalty yards the Chiefs have racked up. And it's more than like the league average because of the calls going against the Chiefs. And everybody brings up that stat as well. So, you could cherry pick whatever. It's because the Chiefs are good. You know, you can watch every game is going to have bad calls in favor and against you as well. But I think that whenever it happens to the Kansas City Chiefs, everybody wants a reason reason to not like the Chiefs now. And I think that every single thing that they can find at that point. And these, as you said, it has no impact on the game. It moved them back 15 yards, and I think they still, like, I don't even know if they score on the drive that it happened on.
Yeah, it has an impact in the moment. It's fine, but you deal with that throughout a game all the time. Like, it's not the outcome of the game is not determined because of one call. Again, most of the time, in any particular place, unless it's like, what was it, the Vikings where Sam Darnold, like somebody jerked his head off by the face mask on the last play of the game or whatever. Like, there are some times where it does help determine the outcome, but most of the time it's not. You deal with those sorts of things in and with throughout every single game that you play. I just don't like that, like both sides of it. Like, we can talk about a bad call. You've got to understand that everybody's going to put a magnifying glass on the Chiefs. If you're a Chiefs fan, like, understand, it's the same thing the Patriots used to get. The haters come out in full force. People are sick of the Chiefs outside of this part of the country. So just expect it. They don't need you to run to defend them. It doesn't matter. Like, they don't need your help. It's okay. It's all right that everybody's jealous of what the Chiefs have, because they are. And I think they're going to repeat. TJ, I think they're going to win a third straight. I've thought it all year. I think it again. I think it now. I think the Bills are really good, and I think it's going to be a good matchup for them. If they can get through the Bills, it will be, I think, a matchup that favors them either way in the NFC. The Bills game is going to be tough. That will be that is going to be such a good game. God, can we, like, every year it seems like you get the Bills and the Chiefs in the regular season, and the Bills beat them, and then they rematch in the postseason, and the Chiefs are a 1.5-point favorite. That's the game Josh Allen can't ever get Patrick Mahomes. It's just so storybook. Like, that's where you get the conspiracy. If you want to be a conspiracy theorist, think about how storybook this is again this year. We'll get into Bills Ravens, but man, we're getting Mahomes Allen again. I don't know how Bills fans are going to survive this. The Chiefs beat him again. I really don't.
Somebody talked about that. I saw as soon as the game ended, somebody posted that it's like, can you imagine being a Bills fan right now? Like, you've got to hate the Chiefs so much. Like, I
with
would not be able
fiber
to.
Fiber of your being.
Absolutely. Like, you can talk about any rivalry that you want to in any single sport. And, you know, this has grown to, they're not even in the same division, and they play each other two or three times a year, it feels like. And they just can never get him at the right time. And it's got to be infuriating, because you've got probably the guy that's going to win the MVP on your team. You've got James Cook on your team. You've got Von Miller. They could go get a Brinks truck full of all-stars, and they'd find a way to lose the Chiefs in the playoffs.
It's so funny, too, because and it's like, it's almost never because of Josh Allen, right? Josh Allen's usually good in the games. It's like, you beat him in the regular season if you're the Bills, and if you're a fan, you're like, that meant nothing. Yeah. That means nothing. Like, great, I'm happy. But we're going to, like, we're going to go and play him again in the postseason. It's wild, wild stuff. If you haven't looked at what's happened between these two teams, it's crazy. It's every year, and I'm going to pull these up here. Mahomes against Josh Allen. It is just wild, wild stuff. Allen is 4-1. Against Mahomes in the regular season, TJ, and 0-3 in the playoffs. And they play in the regular season, and Allen wins, and they play in the postseason, and Mahomes wins. And it's crazy. It's wild stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it really is unbelievable. You know, everybody talks about, too, you know, the NFC. I was trying to think back to, like, the NFC championships that we've seen, and I don't think that we've had, like, a repeat game in at least a couple of years. I didn't dig back that far, but we've had Chiefs, Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, Chiefs, Ravens. Feels like every year the last decade almost.
Look, this isn't new. Like, this happens all the time. We were just talking about the Cowboys, the last team that really had this good a shot. They played the 49ers and the Packers, I think, every year in the playoffs. And then the Bills in the Super Bowl a couple of times. So it's not new. But the Chiefs get it done. They look great. Boy, they look great in the fourth quarter, too. Let's go to the other divisional games when we come back on Sports Daily. Don't go away. So much to get through on this Monday. It's All Brock to Cleveland. We're coming right now.
This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Wichita. K248CY, Wichita. KNSS HD2 Clearwater. And Odyssey Sports Station.
What's up, football fans?